Thursday night. My name is A Millennial's Third Eye. Or if I really get into it, I mean, right now I'm learning about stuff. So I am that I am when you let go of your whatever. So welcome to tonight's live radio show. As you know, we take calls for readings. We take callers for discussing your life problems. We also play music. I'm playing the, I'm doing it. I want to give a shout out to everyone that joined me live on the radio, not the radio show, the Facebook Live before I did this, because that was funny and fun. And we were joking around and stuff. If you weren't there, you missed out. It's your fault. I do Facebook Lives. If you're not on there, I'm disappointed. I'm personally disappointed that you're, I mean, at this point, I do all this stuff, but you don't click on the link for Facebook. I don't want to hear, like, I don't have Facebook. I don't know. I don't do that. Well, you start doing it. You sign up for it. It's 2024. Everyone has a Facebook. I just do it. I know it's not my thing. Well, it's not my problem. I'm on everything else. I'm not just one radio show host on Blog Talk Radio. I'm one of the best ones. I don't even think they know yet that I'm one of the best ones on here. They're going to find out. Anyways, what do I do? My name's Joe. I go by the name A Millennial's Third Eye. I'm on here. I'm a psychic intuitive and metaphysical life coach. And I love helping people. Love helping them be free to be themselves, finding themselves, guidance, clarity. I work with my spiritual guides. I have been practicing Espiritismo for 15, 16 years. And that is the belief of knowing that there is negative and positive influences in the world that we are unaware of. I work with my spiritual guides to bring guidance to people and clarity. I work differently than other people, and so do they. So remember that we're all different individuals. People make pizza differently. I do my shit differently. Damn. I do that. What I usually like to do, and I want to thank all the callers, by the way, I want to remind you, when you call in, it's not my problem. Just kidding. When you call in, if you hang up and call back in, you get dropped on the list. Not something I do. It just, that's how it works on my end. If you call in and you press number one, it means that you have shown the system and me that you are telling me that I can pick you for a caller on my end. It has a little hand up that you're like, hey, I'm calling in and I press the number one because I want to be picked for something. What you want to be picked for, I have no idea. I just do readings and I take your call. What's going to happen is I'm going to go, hey, I feel like I got to remind you what I do. I go, hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from? I'll say your area code first. Area code, do. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're going to go, oh, my God, Joe, I love you. I listen to your show every week. And then I give you the option to ask me a question or discuss a life obstacle that you're dealing with, or I just read you, tell you what I'm getting. Now, something I'm no longer tolerating because it's not my fucking problem. If you're someone who is just hoping that something's changing in your life and, you know, you call in every week and you forget, especially that you called in every other week, and then I got to remind you, I'm just going to, like, say, thanks for calling, and I'm going to move on because I'm not pleasing people anymore. If it bothers you, it's on you. I think that we have a lot of different age gaps and groups here. Not insulting anyone with different ages. Don't take it personally. But we get to the point where some people are just like stubborn. And I'm not here to entertain stubborn. I'm here to help people. So I want to talk a little bit about me now before we take callers. Be patient. Enjoy the ride. I'm going to play music to you, and then we're going to take our first caller. Something that has been going on with me, because I share this for you, maybe there's someone that also needs to hear this. I've been discussing I am worthy for the past couple of weeks, and how that really is a big topic to help people. What does that mean? It means that whatever you want, you're worthy of having. And you find that there's this limited belief that maybe you feel that you are struggling with, that maybe you can't reach that goal. Maybe you are difficult with the changes that are coming up and you're not sure why you're in the way of that. For me, it came up differently too, where we want change sometimes, but really I remind everyone the change happens within us and how we look at things and how we move forward. And I did have a recent event where I'm not going to blame the solar eclipse retrograde, but I'm going to blame the solar eclipse because I got a little upset the other day, and I feel that I want things to change sometimes. And I kind of saw this in two different ways. I got frustrated because I feel like I wasn't making progress with things that I wanted. And I was really upset. I really didn't like certain things I had, and I wanted it to be better. And I reminded myself to be grateful, but I'm not going to lie. Like, I needed to sleep and get some rest and love myself for a couple of days. But I was really, like, unhappy. I want to see those changes in my life. And I realized that quite a few different things I want to share with you. Number one, I think we get frustrated because we're afraid of making choices because we're hoping that that brings us to happiness, right? And we're also sometimes wanting to control the current reality, and we want things to get better, maybe love life, maybe living situation, maybe things like that. And there's a couple different things I started to realize, and I know that it's difficult, but we can make progress, and that progress does come. It means that we have to set some goals. I realized, you know, if I'm not setting goals a certain way and I'm not really setting up these small steps of achievement, I'm setting myself for failure. And I'm also kind of sometimes expecting something to happen. And I think a lot of us I really want this thing that, you know, to happen to me or for me. And you're worthy of that. And going back to I am worthy, you're worthy of what you want. And we get into this lower vibration where we like sabotage ourselves. I don't know if you do this, but I was doing this. And I was like, I got really upset. I don't really do that often. I was like, wow, I feel like I'm stuck. And I typically would like try to blame something for it, but I realized I'm in control of my vessel, my mind, my body, my emotions. And the change happens from us. We are worthy of what we want. And I believe, and I share with people, is that sometimes in order for this to shift, we have to see some stuff that we're not seeing for ourselves. Confidence, self-love, higher vibrational thinking, letting go of this condition that's triggering you, letting go of that and realizing that, okay, things aren't changing the way you want, but how can we implement this new person? And this is what I was discussing recently too, is what I'm diving into is the new version of you, the new identity. And what's funny is, it's funny, but it's not funny. And I told my friends too, I was like, I must like talk about a bunch of stuff and I don't realize that I'm about to go into that. I'm like, I'm telling myself basically and the world, hey, this is what's coming up. And then I like go into it myself. And so I talked about how there's a death phase. You have this part of you that literally like dies in a way, not in a ill way, but think about it. If there's a part of you that has been this version of you for so long and you're ready to move forward and change, you're going to have a death phase. And that's what happened to me this past week. And I had an ego death because I wanted the answer to life and stuff again. And instead of just being present and happy and enjoying my life, and my ego got in the way and then it died. Bye. It wasn't pleasant either. It's like this uncomfortable. Think about something that's a part of you that just, you don't need it anymore. And it's like, no, you do need me. I'm trying to protect you. And you, it's like, no, I don't. Thank you for your service. I love you. Bye. And you go through this like weird phase where I didn't know what to do, really. A part of me was kind of just uncomfortable. But my part of this journey for sharing with you right now is I think we overdiagnose and label a lot of shit in this world. And spiritually speaking, you're going to go through these phases and it's not going to be always comfortable. And in order to be the new you, something I'm also discovering is that this is a good one. I don't know if it's too soon to share with you. This is a really, really good one. So good. Okay. Well, I'll share this with you and play a song and take our first caller. And for a long time, I've been aware in like new levels of things. So I'm aware of, I have to be more present because I'm always that person. So I was that person. Use my words. I was this person. I used to always be like, what's next? I would never be enjoying the present moment. But when it came to my career, goals, passion, purpose, passion, gifts, dream, reality, I'm always thinking still. I was, for the most part. Am I there yet? Am I close yet? Am I reached my goal yet? And then I get upset that I feel nothing changes, but there is changes. And something I kind of reminded myself recently was that I have this kind of insecure attachment with my career goal passion. It's like, I'm not happy with this and I want it to be this way. And this is where we have to remind ourselves to let go of control, to enjoy the moment, to be present. And this whole identity shift also is a big part of it too, and helping, because it's really about being present. And if you realize this, you let go of the past. And a lot of people go, well, how do you let go of the past? This is a part of you. And it's exactly true. You let go of the past. You're no longer creating and connecting to this belief that's repeating and repeating and repeating. You're not this person anymore. How can you keep going if you're not this same person anymore? You don't identify with this person. And it's weird, but it's true. And it's really helpful. And so I also looked at my goals here. I'm like, I just got to detach and be present. And I really say this is really good for everyone, because look at it this way, like a mathematical formula or so. If you are attached to this outcome in the future of your career goals, desires, happiness, and something, right? You're always going to be measuring yourself up to, am I there yet? Is it there yet? Am I going to, and the path of least resistance doesn't really work that way. And when you actually let go and you trust, you're trusting in that direction of how you get there, you're actually present. And you're enjoying the creativity of moving forward in life rather than comparing if you're there yet. And then if you keep going, oh, I'm not there yet, and you're upset, you're not enjoying that creative part. So that's where I'm at tonight in my life. And you tell me if your life's better. So whatever. Just kidding. I'm going to play a song, and I'll take the next caller. We'll take a reading or whatever you choose out of those options. And I hope you enjoy the music selection we got going on tonight. We're going to start off a little cool, chill, and build it up. I'm not sure where that's going, but it's going to go great. Enjoy.
Let it go, 'cause I think it won't be forever born. It comes and it goes like the water in the sea. Don't be too close, they're traveling free. Love stays out there and everything that got it. Keep your head in the water and forget what they said. When the water around me burst to high nights, I know where I belong.
We're going to take our first caller. We got area code 916. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Heather, I'm calling from Fort Bragg.
What's going on, Heather from Fort Bragg? Thanks for joining the call. Thanks for calling in.
You're so very welcome. I just called to say hi.
Well, thank you, Heather, for calling in and saying hi. That's it?
Well, that was it.
That was
actually.
It? Oh, okay. All right.
Unless there is something the universe wants me to know.
I pulled cards for you. I didn't know.
You
so on my end, like, yeah, well, I didn't know. So
I love
it just shows your phone number here. It doesn't really say your friend Heather. And then I just was like, I feel like picking this one. And the cards that came up are, I guess I'm just going to have to tell you later. I'm just kidding. So everyone listening, this is my friend Heather, and I'm very grateful you called in. The cards that are here for you, they're probably going to think like there's all these other, there's like seven other people that called in. You have the Ace of Wands in reverse in your past. So it talks about you not achieving some sort of goal or passion, purpose, something you wanted to work for. It's also something that you are waiting to come into your reality or something you didn't align with, because the image of the card is the hand in the cloud, and something that you were waiting for clarity on, direction to align you with, purpose, goal, passion, happiness. Your present card is also the Ace of Cups in reverse. So your past and present are both talking about something similar. So there's a lacking of fulfillment, and the past is the lacking of the belief. And what's happening right now is that the message so far from my guides is saying that they say, look, in the past, you didn't believe in what you really are worthy of and what you wanted clarity on. The present is talking about you maybe doubting the fulfillment of something you really want is really going to come in and happen to me. And the future card's upright, which means for me, it's coming sooner than later, versus if it's in reverse, it's on the way. And you have the Queen of Cups here, and the Queen of Cups holds that passion and looks at that desire dream and brings it into fruition and really goes, I achieved it. I'm the queen. I have it. I own it. It's saying you are the queen. You are what you have. You are worthy of what you want. So this is all coming together. And it's just a reminder really of being that bad bitch that you are and realizing I am worthy of what I want. I am this awesome individual, and not doubting what you are worth. So that way, instead of questioning, is it happening? Is it not happening? Is it going to happen? Yeah, it's all happening for you. Just let go of that and trust in that happening for you. And you're amazing.
Thank you, guys.
What's happening here? Is our connection getting choppy? I'm not joking with you. I can't hear. I just got a little.
Can you not hear me? Self-service.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So you know that I've been like running around for work, and I've been working extra hours and overtime and everything else. And I was actually getting really upset about it the other night. And then I realized I had to step back, and I said, thank you, universe, because I am going to be moving. I have to come up with the money, and the universe just aligned everything up for me with my job giving me overtime, which they never do, and just aligned everything up so that I can move, because I made the step. I made the step forward that I chose that I'm going to move. I'm going to do what I've been saying I'm going to be doing, and the universe lined it all up. So I'm like really excited about that.
I love that you're sharing that with everyone too, because we, a lot of times, and this has happened to me and other people, sure, it's hard in the beginning to go, how do I trust the process? How do I trust the unknown? And it's easy for me to talk about it too, because I have my moment frustrated. Heather knows. So you know what? I want to ask you, Heather, for everyone in the world, what is your quick, with a small amount of words and explaining, how can you explain to someone else to trust the process and how that works with things aligning for them?
You know what, put out in the universe what you want to do. Make that choice, make a decision, and then do something about that decision. So what I did is I wanted to move. I don't have money to move. I was looking at places. I was getting frustrated. But then I said, you know what, I am going to put something forward saying, yes, I'm trusting in the process. So I just started packing up my room. And so I showed that the universe, yes, I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'm trusting in that process. So I did something that was within my grasp that I could show the universe that, hey, yes, I'm ready to do this.
And yeah, that's
so I
really
think
good,
it's
yeah.
just putting it out there and making a step, whether it's a small gesture or anything, just to make that step forward and say, yeah, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. It's also showing, on our end, shows that we are believing and we believe. And I used to be that person where it's like, I'm going to do this. And like, I believe, but then I was really like doubting it. I'm like, but you know how that works where you doubt it. And then you want the universe to show you more, but it's not going to show you. So we got to just kind of like not blindly. I love what you said. Just do it and show that you are meeting in a direction without just like this insecure hope. And it's challenging for some people to trust the process, but
it's challenging for me. It's taken me 3 years to do this.
I'm hearing people at different times. I'm hearing like people, someone told me today, like, it took me this amount of time to get here. I'm like you said, I'm learning at my pace too. excuse me. But I'm learning too personally. Before I let you go, I like this conversation. I like giving more depth to things, to the conversation. I'm learning that trusting the process doesn't always have to be the same way you once did it either. It's kind of like, and it's such a, sometimes it's a little challenging because it's getting easier every day. You know how it is, but you're in a position.
Okay, so
now,
what do you have to spit out? You keep clearing your throat. What are you not saying?
This has been happening recently when I get on, I don't know. I feel like I'm saying what I want to say. I think that I think when I'm speaking now, it's this is the main place I speak besides phone calls where this is my authentic conversation. So I think that it's a part of clearing the way that the things I didn't get out of the way before.
I love that.
So when I'm here, I'm noticing things get cleared out of my throat chakra and stuff. I'm like, but that's what I think it is. Honestly, that's my alignment. It's where things just come out without me. I'm not saying that we don't have our authentic conversation when we're talking, but this is where my passion is. So I feel more aligned and it just comes out clear than during the day when I'm like, Heather, I'm tired of this shit. But I'm finding again, like we're meant to grow and get uncomfortable. And there's things that I'm finding that in the past would have sabotaged or would have been like, oh, trust in the process is this way. And I'm seeing now that we're always kind of learning in a new angle to see it differently. Mm-hmm. And I'm also learning to let go. Like you mentioned before with your stuff, it's letting go of control. And I think we all want security to feel good about trusting in the direction we go in. And it's really about trusting ourselves, knowing it's all working out in our favor. Even if it doesn't seem to work out in our favor, it really is. And it doesn't mean that we can't move forward. It's just that it's going in a different direction. But my mood has been
And it's hard to get to that point, too. But
yeah.
That's okay. I mean, if you're thinking about it and you're allowing yourself, you're right where you're supposed to be. So whatever process is going through your head or whatever you're thinking of, you're where you're supposed to be. Like I've had to trust in this process a million times. And I finally just put my foot down and said, no, I am going to move and this is where I'm going to move to, period.
That's
I
a really
gave a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's taken me 3 years to do that. And I just said, no, I'm going to do it because I'm sick of just, I don't like that I feel stuck where I'm at.
Yeah.
And so
and
I'm just
thing.
Putting myself out there, and that's hard to do.
It can be. Like I said before, what you said, you're right where you need to be. And I think that's frustrating sometimes because sometimes it's not where you want to be. But the truth is this, the more I let go of that ego part, I'm really seeing that you're right where you need to be. And the thing about your inner being wants to be happy. And so when things aren't lining up with your reality, we want to change it right away. And we have to learn to not force that change. We have to be the change within us to let go and be present and grateful. And it is a challenge sometimes because we want things to be different. And it's not that they can't be. It's just that we need to learn in the present moment and be here and fully present, because in another way we're saying, I can't be fully present because I'm unhappy with these things. And it depends on the person. It really does. But mm-hmm. Heather, I need you to do me a favor. Pick a number 1 through 9, and you're going to assist in the next caller's pick. And then I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to take another caller.
3.
Oh, hold on a second. Now, I might have to do math now.
We're in trouble.
You know what? I'll do this. I have to look down the digits here. We got this one. This one's there, and that one's there. We're going to have to pick this one next. Okay. All right. We'll find out in the next brief minute. Thanks for calling in, Heather. I appreciate you. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Stop.
Where is my mind? Where is my mind? We got area code 509. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mindy, and I'm calling from Washington.
Oh, Nadine from Washington. What's up?
So I'm just wondering if you know if what's going to happen on the 29th, if I'm going to be able to stay or if I'm going to lose my place or what's going to happen.
Well, I can tell. So before you even said anything, I can hear in your voice there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of. So what I need. Okay, let's start with what my spirit guides want me to just say to you, because I got to let go and let them kind of give the message. There's things that need to be let go here, and there's things that you need to let. I know it sucks, but sometimes we need to let go and not try to control or hold on to it. And what they're telling me is, I know that this is easy, like, to talk about, but there's things that you're concerned with how this is going to go and what's going to happen. And there's this need for you to let go. There's a need for you to move on. There's a need for you to really just, because it's not bringing you peace. And it's not bringing you, it's, you're in fear of losing this. You're in fear of, and the reason that's what's happening too is that there's things that are leaving you, and we need to sometimes learn, not that you don't care about certain things. There's a battle going on for some. I don't know what you're battling, who you're battling. But there's something about self-worth here for you. I did pull some cards before I took your call. And in the past, you weren't able to be yourself. You didn't feel comfortable being yourself. You weren't feeling comfortable expressing, creating. There's also, I don't know what happened with relationship or people. It might have been a relationship or a person or people around you. There's something with lacking trust with people. I do want to also remind you, too, what I'm hearing. I know you mentioned about a date, but there comes a time, though, we got to see what's going on, where why we keep repeating what we're repeating or what's happening here. And there's something with trust. There's something with people trying to take from you. I don't personally, as of right now, and I believe firmly that things can change, and I'll tell you why in a minute, but I don't see you having this go your way or the way you would like it to go. And that's primarily because of the energy you're because I'm not lying. When I heard your voice, our energy is a reflection of our world, our reality. And so there's something about insecurity. There's something about control. There's lack of love happening too. And again, I don't know everything. I'm doing a mini reading right now. The present cards for you, for the current energy of the Two of Swords in reverse. This is about you not knowing, and I know it makes sense because you're not knowing what to expect. And the Six of Swords is your upright position for your future. And this is moving forward with disappointment. The message here too is that it's almost as if you're trying to, or you want to prove or hold on to things and being fair, but what's happening is that things aren't working out maybe the way you would like them to, and it's not because I want that to happen for you, but again, the message is letting go. It's letting go of whatever was in the past, letting go about the security of something. It's not needing. And I'm not sure exactly what has happened, but this is what I'm being shown and told. I don't want to say that to hurt your feelings or upset you. I'm not in the business or I'm not here to sugarcoat anything. If you were to kind of let go of control, and we do this spiritually and mentally and emotionally, and also if you could reflect on, you know, why the universe is presenting this reality, because the universe gives us opportunities and experiences for us. So why is this happening? What is this resembling for? You mentioned a home, is that correct?
Yeah.
And you know, homes can be a different symbol for different things. And you have a good heart and you have a beautiful energy too about you. It's just that something had happened where really, like, you're fighting for what you – Someone really hurt you. Hold on a second. I want to see. Sometimes I like to look up online what the symbol is, because I can come up with my own stuff too. But symbol, spiritual meaning. Because the home is also, this is parallel shelter. No, symbol, spiritual meaning. Sacred place. It makes sense. Sometimes it's that blunt. it's your sacred space. It's where you, it's also maybe something that was in your home, your family. I want you to also remember that you are in power of you. This is what my guides are wanting me to tell you too. Were you in a marriage? Are you getting divorced?
No. A long time ago, I had kids with a guy, two kids.
Okay.
But his sister is very influential with these courts around here and with the judges, and so they always rule against me because of her influence. So, and okay. I've got an attorney right now who is trying to, they're trying to evict me over some stupid duct tape that I didn't use, and I had tried to remedy the problem, but they plowed through it and gave me an eviction summons anyway, and now they're threatening to take my RV from me, which I live in, you know. And so they're evicting me over some duct tape. It seems pretty stupid. But, and then they're trying to take my stuff, so it's like, I don't understand what they're doing that for.
And you're on the property?
Yeah, I'm renting a lot here in an RV park, and my problem with them started because they treated me crappy in the office, and so I made a complaint to them, and they didn't remedy it. They kept treating me crappy, so I made a complaint with the attorney general, and that was in November, and here we are, coming up on the show cause hearing on the 29th.
Yeah, they're trying to push you out.
Yeah.
They're trying to push you out. And honestly, I think it's going to be, and don't take this personally or in the wrong way, I think it's actually going to help you, and it's actually going to benefit you if you were to relocate into another place, because the universe, it's also trying to show you, like, you're meant to be somewhere else. Like, you know, when we ask for things, we want a better life, or we want things to be better. But the weird thing is that the universe will push us, and we don't want to move because it's uncomfortable. We're like, no, I want to stay here, and this is the problem. You're like, here's the problem. These people aren't, and it's not that you're a problem. It's not that they're a problem. It's that there's something better for you somewhere else. And if you can just look for that now and find it, otherwise it's for some reason or another, it's being pushed on you. And these people aren't, look, let's be honest here. These people aren't nice people. They're not really looking at you and being treated fairly. And you deserve to be treated better. You deserve some respect and love and appreciation, decent human treatment, and more, not beyond decent. So there's something that needs to be seen. I'm not a fan of looking at the problem or just looking at that and going yes or no. I like to see it on a bigger spectrum here. And that spectrum is that, even your cards, or the message with the tarot cards, are saying that you didn't feel comfortable previously. I know that your kids are there and all that. I feel like this can work out later on, but it's just it's a group of people that are very traumatic, and they're in their own problems, and they love problems, and they feed off of it. I want to remind you, this is what I was trying to say before, and I got to move on. I want you to realize what the power is and what that's like. And having power, and why this works out for you. This is why it can turn out differently. When we worry and fear, we're actually feeding that energy towards that darkness or that fear. We're giving that power away. When you're letting someone overpower you emotionally and mentally, whether it's anything or anyone, it's saying that I'm in fear and giving this more power. So when you're saying, am I going to lose my home? You're giving more power away to these people. And how do you take it back? And the way you take it back is, it's very, very weird but true. You emotionally and mentally don't care. You're not feeding into it anymore. You're not feeding into fear. You're saying that I'm going to choose positivity, and I'm going to trust that it all works out in my favor. And I've used this quite a few times, and I want you to take it with you too and use it. I say out loud, you know, because I catch myself. Because if I keep thinking and thinking and thinking, it's taking my power and time. It's taking my time away, my energy, my mental clarity. It's valuable. My time and energy is valuable, right? So is yours. When I catch myself overthinking in fear of something, I say, excuse me, what if this works out better than I can imagine? And then I go, you know what? It is. It's going to work out better than I can imagine. Because the truth is that love isn't everything. And I know it's weird for most people because how can something bad have love in it? And there's certain scenarios where we can look at it and go, there's actually love present and it's not the way we were expecting it to, but it's good. There's good in everything. So it's all working out better than you can imagine and it works out in your favor. And I've had scenarios where instead of me trying to control it, it did turn around and it got better. So instead of me trying to prove myself, instead of fighting it, I said, you know what? This is going to work out in my favor. And then if it came back in my head where it's like, oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? No, this works out. It's going to work out in my favor. Better than I can even imagine, meaning this is going to be so good that I don't even have the imagination to create it. It's going to be that good. Wow, I can't believe that worked. I didn't even think of that. It's going to work out that good. So that's what I want you to start practicing, because if you keep giving your power away to this fear, fear is just false evidence appearing real. It's just the unknown. And sometimes things come out this way, but it turns out better. Now, I know that you asked me a question, and I gave you a whole bunch of different directions. And the truth is that when you started, and I heard you at first, your energy was in the timeline of this not working out for you. I want to see something here. Yeah, the Five of Cups. So there is something changing here, but it's not going to be in a pleasant direction at first. All right?
Okay, okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to take another break, play another song, take another call. And I don't know what song I'm going to play. But yeah, I want to remind everyone too. I know that like it's easy for me to say certain things, but I see things in timelines and I see different choices and options. And what I mean by that is, let's say you come to me with your present energy and your present timeline, and that's your timeline is currently who you are as an awesome individual right now, what's going on. But then there's these opportunities where you can transcend the issue. What is it that the universe, I know it's very cliche and it's to some people, it's like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that conversation. But when you look at it in a higher perspective, you're like, all right, you know, bet, what is the universe trying to teach me here? And there's so many different lessons and it's a struggle because the first thing we try to do is soothe our emotions and struggles because we don't want to feel what we're feeling. But then when you actually can go, what is this person trying to teach me? What do I need to see for myself? And I think the challenge at times is really being honest with ourselves when we need to see like what needs to change within ourselves, what needs to be different, what do we need to understand differently. But letting go, sometimes we have to surrender because we're not in alignment with things. So I'm going to play a song and we're going to take the next caller in a couple minutes.
Another deadline, been working all night. Imagination, you're my creation. On the gas, going fast, cause I'm running out of time. Cities growing to the sky, and I see those bright lights. I gotta slow down, back to my high ground. Building walls, need to run to an island in the sun. To an island in the sun. Building walls, need to run to an island in the sun. To an island in the sun. empty faces. Everyone's chasing my reputation, burns my creation. It's going back cause we're running out of time. Endless waiting in a line. I see those bright lights. I gotta slow down, back to my high ground. Building walls need to run to an island in the sun.
You guys are having a great time. I love Thursday nights, believe it or not. Like, I have some moments, and then Thursday nights come around, I'm like, oh, I'm feeling great again. Turn the beat around. It's a great song. So if you don't know, I do private sessions as well. I do readings. I do things. I do amazing stuff. So I do private readings. I do life coaching, metaphysical life coaching. And I also do mentorship sessions, which we work on your spiritual abilities and work on developing them. Life coaching is great because we look at what are you struggling with? What are your goals? What's going on? What are you having a hard time working with? And then readings, of course, I just, you know, let my guides just rip you apart. So it's just, we have fun. I have fun with you. I hope you guys are having a great time is what I'm basically getting to. I love being here. We're going to take our next caller. We got area code 857. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What planet are you on?
Hi, it's Vanessa. I'm calling from Boston.
What up, Vanessa from Boston?
How are you? I've been dying to say this, so I'm going to try it. But, you know, long-time listener, first-time caller.
No, I love it. I appreciate it. Thank you. You know, I think we're as a human being or whatever we want to call ourselves, I appreciate that because I've been doing this for so long, and then, you know, I think over the past, I don't know, a couple of months, I started to just show up and be more consistent. But to be a long time listener, first time caller, it's like really cool because I appreciate hearing that you've been listening and, you know, we put our love into stuff, and so I'm grateful. What have you enjoyed so far about what I do, my stuff? You enjoying it?
So, you know, I don't know. I changed my name a lot on Facebook, so you probably don't remember the many versions of Vanessa that you've probably seen. But you've given me tons of readings through the time that I have been following you that really resonated. Oh,
so you went, you were like Vanessa, and then you went under like Jennifer?
No.
I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
No,
just
like
but I'm glad,
a couple
I'm glad
of
it
different
resonated.
Things.
That's good.
Yes.
Well,
it's
an honor to help you.
And I do appreciate it. I did wanted to see if, you know, maybe you can just give me some general advice career-wise. But before you give me great advice like you always do, I did want to say that I really appreciate the information you and Heather were talking about earlier. I've been through the same journey. I'm still going through it. As you know, we all know it's a repeating cycle. And I think you touched on being grateful as being a huge part of it. And I think that was super important for my journey as well. So I wanted to just throw that in there again. Like, don't forget, guys, that everything happens for you and not to you. You got to be grateful for the things that you're not as happy about the same as the things that you want.
I want everyone to listen to what Vanessa's doing right now. This is the ideal caller. This is like my dream call right now. You're doing like all this fun stuff. So like everyone be like Vanessa when you call. I'm just kidding. But seriously, I appreciate it. Yeah. No, it's
thank you.
Grateful because there's times where, and I'm learning more as I go. And then I, you know, the more we learn, the more we can like kind of utilize that. And especially recently, like I've wanted always to reach a goal and get something accomplished or, you know, there's bigger things or we want love life and relationship and all these things to happen, but we forget. And I do the whole, like, let me be grateful and this and that, but it comes back around to remind us again. And it puts things in perspective too. I think that for me too, I do want to add this. I don't think I said it before. I'm noticing that there's days in my week where I'm giving more energy than I want to. And I think that I get frustrated and I know that, and then I get upset. And when I go vibrationally down, I start to get upset about what I want. And then I get disappointed and I'm reminded to be grateful. It's kind of a weird process, but I'm starting to see it differently now. So I'm glad that you said that when it came to, we're human. Some of us are hybrid aliens, whatever, but we're learning.
Yeah.
Let's see what comes up for you. Vanessa, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. I do have some cards here I pulled before I took the call, but I want to also go deeper with it. You know, you have great intuition is what I'm hearing. I'm not even looking at the cards right now. You have great intuition. And what happens is when we have the same, we're human, we have those thoughts, we do what we do. And I see your intuition coming in or your spiritual guides. You know, we have so many different ways to look at it. But I hear and see them showing you, like, this is going to work out, don't worry. But we want to know, okay, but, you know, What is the direction? What am I supposed to do? Is this going to, they're like, it's going to work out. Don't worry. And we get kind of frustrated sometimes. And they're showing me that with you. There's something also with people, or if they're really going to lead you in the right direction, or something around trusting people. So there's going to be a mixture of things here. Make sure that because you're not stupid. Make sure that you know, like, look, I'm not willing to do this for, let's say it's a job offer, 3 months, and then I'm going to get a raise. I'm tired of doing that. So if you know what you want, make sure that you're not being the word I want to hear is bamboozled or something. But there's something with you being more direct on what it is you want and going for it. And I'm also hearing being reasonable with the stepping stone process. And what I mean by that is, all right, that might not be the goal, but You understand in your mind's eye and in your intuition that, all right, this might not be the goal, but I'll do this, this, and this for now. But I'm hearing growth. Hold on. All right. What I want you to start going into for yourself is instead of thinking like I want to reach this goal or I want to be here, I would like you to start being a little bit more detailed or deeper. How do I say that? emotionally and mentally deeper with your personal growth, not just about your career, think about it this way. If you have a goal with a career, and this is what they're showing me, is that you want to, let's say you want to own a business or something, you want to do this or do that, whatever it might be. I want you to look at that version of you. And I want you to write down what that version of you, personality-wise, does and has or believes. And so if that version of you is really good at something that maybe you're not good at now, start working on that. Because there's something they're showing me with aligning yourself up with what that is. It's not always what we see in the 3D world where, oh, I know what I want, or maybe you're not fully aware of what that is. because I'm getting confusion when it comes to your career, goal, purpose, passion. It's like, I kind of, this is what they're showing me. I don't know why. Does that make sense? Like, are you questioning? It does?
Yeah, it does. I feel like I've been, you know, going through the part of my spiritual journey where I've had to kind of rewrite and recreate myself, reparent myself and all those other things. And now I'm trying to find a way to put, you know, what I believe is my purpose and who Vanessa really is into the same box, kind of, you know, and I haven't found the balance.
I love this conversation. We're going to move it around now. So let me ask you this. What is it that you, like the first three things or first two things that you really, really love that you know that it's a part of you or your purpose, passion, it's definitely there?
I know that feeding people is a part of my passion. I like, you know, acts of service is a love language for me, and it's how I show my love. And I want to say that being able to put my knowledge to use, make it practical and useful.
And what is, I know that you probably have so many different things, but what's the first thing that comes up about your knowledge or that you've learned that you want to share?
I've learned about the authentic Vanessa is I'm naturally a researcher. And I mean, I study herbalism. It's something that I do want to use to help people, but I'm a problem solver. I don't take one answer as an answer, and I need to get to the bottom of things. And I feel like I used to see that as a negative trait, and I've learned how to look at it as a positive trait, and I want to use that now to help people.
I'm not surprised that you listen to what I do because I'm pretty much the same. I found out the sage, I was looking at branding and the personality types or there's 12 different personalities and branding can bring in. So the sage takes on complex things and then brings the simplicity to people. I want to remind you something.
Yeah.
You don't have to, and you're doing something that I've done before where you're like, this is who I am, and I have all these amazing things, but what do I do with them? And you are, I am, right? I am is who you are. You are that this version. So Vanessa is this also character that you've known so far. But what I want to remind you is that you don't have to do one thing and put that one thing in the box with all the other things. So what I'm realizing is that for myself, I have different directions. I'm still learning about those directions, but I'll go on here just because I love it. I love talking. I love doing readings. I love playing music and I show up. And quite honestly, for the longest time, I'm getting better at it recently. I've kind of been dealing with the same thing you're dealing with, and I understand it through this is how I'm kind of processing the message. I've always wanted that end result. I want to be here now. I want to do that thing. I want to be lit up. I want to be this goal of like around the world. Who knows? You know, we build this big goal up, and I'm going to be honest with you, and I haven't really talked about this because, number one, it's something I'm recently coming around to getting clarity on. When I started my journey in 2018 publicly, at some point it really took off. I was getting lots of appointments. I was doing really well and I was in a loving space, but I also was like new to the knowledge. And then I kind of lost it and there's more knowledge there. And what I want to share with you is that what I'm remembering now that I was trying to find then was I didn't have a destinational goal then. I was starting to love and believe in myself for the first time. I started to show up primarily because I love people and I wanted to help people. And then my ego got in the way. And so what I want to remind you is not that your ego's in the way. I don't hear that. I want you to just keep having with creative ways to express and do. And not so much about the goal of the thing, because in a way what happens is we kind of resist it. We don't realize it. We want it. Of course we want it. What is it? We're trying to get. But the funny part is when you're not looking for it, that's when it happens. And you'll get this clarity in a moment where you're going, that's what I'm going to do next. And I'm not a firm believer that we're really meant to do one thing forever. Like, here's the one thing.
Yeah.
And you're going to process some stuff. You're going to move forward with some stuff. But I also want you to think about things differently too, where just remember to have fun. I was looking at this too. Okay. The version of you, we were talking about it before. We don't have to know all the details about what you're going to be doing, right? We're just going to say, Vanessa is really happy with this place in the future, however long that is. And she's doing well, whatever it might be that lights her up with purpose and passion and goals. And just start to align yourself with what that feels like and kind of be open to what did that Vanessa feel like? What is she doing? What is she expressing? I sometimes like to ask my future self, what is it I need to know now that you know to get me where I would like to be and be happy with where I want to be? And sometimes the answer is not really what we want to hear, but it's really what we need to hear. But yeah. I want to look at your cards. I didn't look at your cards yet. I haven't pulled out. The past was the Knight of Pentacles in reverse. There was lacking of confidence in your value of who you are. So remember, in the past, might not be the person you are today, but regardless of what you have or don't have, you are more than enough. You have it. It's not something you need a validation on. You are this person, right? The present card is the Lovers in reverse. So what this is also showing me is that maybe also it's not so much what people think, love and relationship. It's really about self too. And this is also about emotions. Yeah. Love is emotional. So emotionally start tapping into things too. I do want to point out your future card, which is probably the best out of the three. And the first two were in reverse, and there's this lacking going on. There's a lack of, so the first card was in the past, the lack of self-belief of that you are worthy of who you are and that you are indeed the King of Pentacles, that you are this fancy version of, I love these cards, very cool. I wish I could show you.
Mm-hmm.
But the future card talks about the world. And for me, it's upright, which means it's coming sooner than later. And I love this card, and I love this image too. I haven't seen this image yet. The world card comes up, and this is about cycles and patterns and completion here. And so something in the near future or coming up, and it's not something that can happen tonight, really. It's sooner than later, so it means that it's coming in already. You're going to realize something that, whether that's mentally or emotionally, for me, it's a pattern, something that you're no longer going to behave or think on, which changes the course of reality. So for example, if the message here is in the past that you didn't fully believe in yourself, right? And maybe it's because you don't know completely your purpose. That's okay. We don't need to know. We need to realize, you know what? I am awesome. I got it. And that could be a pattern and a change here. But you do have something coming up where you're going to start to realize that you've had this, or that it's coming out of my mouth that way. You've already had it. And instead of looking for it, start letting go of this thought question and be more present. And this is where I'm going to wrap it up and really package this message up for you. Something I've done for a long time is I've wanted answers. And of course, the more we want these answers, it's frustrating because we keep trying to look for them or understand them. And it could be the wrong balance. And so what has helped me a lot is being present and not looking for answers, because I'm going to be honest here. Personally, I have a hard time with allowing myself to enjoy something during my week, because I have this habit where I want to find the answer so I can fix the other things in my life. It's not really about that. It's trusting the process. It's being present. It's enjoying a movie. It's enjoying a show. Realizing that you are happy now. You don't need anything. You're okay. You're doing good. Be grateful. And then what do? Oh, what is it? What is it? I want to know. I want to know. I'm going to figure it out. I'm looking for something. You might not even realize you're looking for something. But that's what I want you to remember is be present. Let go from finding it. You are going to figure this out within the next 2 months. There's going to be something that you're going to have clarity on, though. I do want to tell you that. Excuse me. Okay. And that clarity is that I'm seeing you not, you might not have the whole picture, but you're going, you know what? I love doing this, so let me do it. And I love doing that, so let me do it. And there's something about listening or doing or watching other people do what you want to do. And you might not realize it, but you're like, I really like what they're doing here. And you're going to start putting, maybe I'm helping you put it together now. You're going to start seeing things. And I want you to realize you can do this one. You can do that one. And you can do that one. And you can do all three. But the last thing I want you to take this in, you're no longer being the observer. You're going to start doing it because there's this fine little in-between for things. That fine little in-between, when we get there, it's very interesting because you go, wait, if I keep trying to be like them, I'm just really waiting for myself to do it. And then you go, oh, I can just do it. I am that. And then you go, I don't need to try anymore because I just do it. And then you start doing it. It's very weird. That's what was happening to me recently. Mm-hmm. Like, why am I just waiting? But you're going to allow yourself. And I see that happening within the next month or two with one or two of those things. And have fun with it. Don't just jump in and go, oh, I don't have the views yet, or I don't have – no, just keep doing it. And then people show up and enjoy it and be consistent. Don't have any expectations. Just keep having fun. All right?
Yes. Oh, man, thank you so much. As always, this definitely resonated, but the way I'm feeling right now, I really, really, really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Oh, I appreciate you, too. Thank you. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
You have a good night.
Well, you, too. Thanks, and I hope to hear from you soon. All right, so I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to take another call. And this next song is like a remix. You let me know what you think about it. And then we're going to take the next caller. And I hope you guys are enjoying the show. I really work on communication, not letting my brother overpower the microphone from his room, saying shit for his video games, if you can hear it or not. I was on live the other night. And then the first thing I go live, it's like, you boom, live. And he starts like cursing in the room. And I'm like, great. And you can clearly hear it. I'm not saying that for him. He's not going to hear me. But I hope you enjoy the next song. I hope you enjoy the show. It's really cool hearing from people, the first caller, because it's different when you're like someone online or on Facebook Live, like, hey, it's so-and-so. And then I get to hear your voice, and it's cool that you guys listen to me, you know, and do stuff and doing, you know, appreciation. Thank you. All right. Play a song. Come back.
You know you're going to fall. Dilemma,
Yeah, boy. So if you're ever interested, I will be in California April 27th. Coming up. We got a metaphysical fair. I'll be at the metaphysical fair on 602 Church Street, Redlands, California. It will, I'm looking for that. There's so many different options here when I keep looking at different things, times and stuff. But I'll be there April 27th. And we got different people doing different things. So come check us out. From what I'm seeing here, the picture on my computer, we got me, Psychic Intuitive, Metaphysical Life Coaching. Bam. We also got Callum Lamb doing human design and hypnotherapy. We got Margaret Fagan. Hopefully I'm saying their names right. Rosewater Healing. Lisa O'Neill doing clairvoyant readings and energy healing. Come join us. We are available for services. If you're also interested, shocking reminder, I do private sessions. I'm here for your help. I love helping people. I love just doing this stuff. If I can, which I can do it full time, I would do that. And the universe is going to work on that for me. I believe in it. So I show up. And what else is going on? I do want to remind people. I just had it in my mind before I forgot. I want to remind you. The power. You have the power, right? You got the power. Ooh, it sounds better I know I'd sound really good doing it. You have the power. And I think that we have this illusion sometimes of, and myself, where we want to reach a goal. We want to reach a place. We want to be there. We want to do it. And we're in this moment. We're here and now. And this moment, I think it could be frustrating, number one, because we don't believe in ourselves. And I'm here to remind you that you should definitely believe in yourself. I don't care if it's like you believe that you have the magic or the power or whatever. Just believe in yourself. Start with that. Believe in yourself. And keep showing up. I think sometimes we show up for the first time and we get nervous. We do something and then we get off and maybe someone was watching you or you have a friend or someone said something and they're like, yeah, it was really good. You're like, oh, it sucked. I think we always kind of, we don't know what to expect when we start doing stuff and we get nervous. And if you listen to like my first radio show here on Blog Talk Radio, it's a whole different Joe. You're going to hear like, hey guys, what's up? What is Joe? Like, it's a whole different, like, I think I should listen to one of them just to see the difference. But I love that version of me because that version of me showed up and there's chunks of time where I just disappeared because I was who knows what I did. And we want to reach goals, right? And the best way to reach those goals is put in the effort, try different things in order to discover In order to discover, you have to explore. And I think that in order for us to find ourselves sometimes, not saying that we don't know, I'm just saying that we live through discovery of our life and journey, you're going to learn more about who you are. And we're never really going to be this perfect person. You're going to learn to be better at things through the experiences life gives you. And I'm learning more to be more grateful of the life experiences that the universe is giving me, because sometimes we're like, oh, it's not exactly what I'm, because in order for us to be the version we want to be, the universe goes, all right, bet, like, let me hook you up with this reality where you're going to learn to go this way instead. And you're going to learn to let go and stop complaining. So we all have different realities to work with, but we also have choices. Do we really have choices? I don't know. But you have a decision, I believe, in the micro scale of the cosmos of this earth. And those decisions are how you flow through reality. You could have bought a soda today. Whatever vibrational happiness you choose, whatever vibrational thoughts you choose, you have a choice to think and feel and act and make a decision through motion. You have a choice to express. You have a choice to tell someone how you feel. You have these choices. And I believe that the reality is that the universe will provide you with this uncomfortability sometimes. And it's not pleasant. But I think that the best thing you can, or I can do, or we can do in those moments is really be honest with ourselves. Something I've learned recently through my discomfort was the needing to learn of what I felt when I needed to speak my truth. And at first it was kind of like me complaining to a friend about how things were going. I was like, I don't really like this. I was just kind of looping the problem. And then instead of me fearing or hesitating what I wanted to say, I chose to say it the best way possible. And I told that bitch, I'm just kidding. No, but I spoke my truth. I was like, look, I'm not doing this. I put my boundaries down. And so my point about all this is that don't run from your discomfort. Don't avoid, try to look at it in a perspective of a different angle. I know that it could be challenging, but ask yourself, ask your higher self, ask the universe, ask spirit. Sometimes in those moments where it's super uncomfortable, it's almost those moments where you're like willing to try something new. And I'm not saying drugs. I'm saying speaking to your angels and guides or something new to you. Sometimes I was like, yo, universe, what are you trying to teach me? And I'll get an answer, honestly. And if you're open to the thinking of understanding, and I'm not saying like try to speak to the universe and ask and get a certain response from the clouds where it's like, yes, you get this clarity within you. It comes from within. And so when you're actually open to seeing this, what is it about this scenario? What is the universe trying to show you? And I know it's easy for us to go, well, I don't like this. I'm not happy with this. We quickly learn what we don't like, what we don't want. But for me, I'm finding in the beginning, we learn to self-love. It's like level one. You learn to love yourself for the first time. You're like, no, I'm done doing this. You take your power back. You learn to step into your power. You're like, you finally get there. Challenge, like, I choose happiness. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm going to tell them, and it took maybe it took some time. And then you kind of come back around to newer experiences that are similar, and you have to relearn some stuff. But what is it that brings in this fear? What is the fear that we need to overcome? Why are we giving fear's an illusion? We give other people power. And I found sometimes that I didn't need to care anymore in a healthy way. You know what? I don't care. I don't need to explain myself anymore. I know who I am. And this is all about self-empowerment. Why do we lose ourselves through other people? Our scenarios that we feel that we're lacking something from within, but we're not. It's an illusion. We give the reality of our experiences, and it's around people, love, self-worth, our identity. It comes with trauma, things that we carry within our energy that we're not aware of. And so these scenarios play out, and it kind of does suck. I'm not going to lie, but if we can step into a safe space, go somewhere comfortable, kind of like really think it out, really put in some emotion here and really ask ourselves, all right, where does this reality come from? What is it about the situation that the universe is trying to teach me that I need to heal, let go of? What am I holding on to? Sometimes, and this is something I'm learning within myself too for my identity, you know, what I used to identify with. The version of you, there's a version of you that you're wanting to achieve or be more like, right? And in order to get there, we have to learn about what we identify with now and how we can let go of that and identify with the new. So it also comes with being true to ourselves. You know, why am I choosing? There was this first time, the first time I really had this big aha moment that was a self-loving moment, and I'll never forget it. I was really upset, and people were pissing me off. And it was kind of ironic because, like, that's what the universe does, is, like, set you up for these moments. And I had a friend one night. I wasn't sleeping right. And he messages me. He's like, what are you doing awake? I was like, minding my own business, bro. Like, that's what I told him. He's like, you have work. And I was like, what does this do? And I really asked myself, and I'm really asking, why am I upset? Why can't I be happy? And I realized, like, it clicked. I was really asking the right way. I was doing everything for everyone else. I was doing what other people wanted me to do. I was doing and choosing what everyone else, and then I was allowing other people to kind of like affect me in an emotionally way. And it was starting to really upset me. So I started to choose what I wanted. Instead of people going, how are you going to do that? What are you going to do? How are you going to do that? I started to learn for the first time how to love Joe. And so my point for you and everyone listening is these come in stages of awareness, and we have to sometimes really want to be mindful and conscious of that. Otherwise, we learn through the hardship of it, which sucks, but there is good to it. And there's times where things that you will have, you might lose. You know, I lost a car. It was a car, but, you know, I'd rather learn than not. And which it sucked, but my ego was in the way. And I learned honestly from that one car that I tried so hard to get and finance, and then they took it away. I learned through so many other factors. That connection I had with the car was like also friendships, people, relationships, love life. I never appreciated the way I needed to appreciate things. I was always this person that would get something and then what? And so I had like insecure attachments to things. So my point about this is, how can we learn from our reality? What can you take that maybe you haven't seen yet? What is the reflection of? Is it a reflection of love? And what is this reflecting back to you about yourself? That's one of the challenging things, because how can something so bad about people be a reflection about us? And it's not so much about that. It could be, why are we allowing people to treat us this way? And what are we trying to prove? Why do we really need to prove it? And what are we really trying to show? We sometimes do things because we think that this is what we're supposed to do. And you find, no, I really don't need to give a shit, or I really don't need to care. And I care too much. I'm trying to overexplain. And it comes from your childhood because you didn't know all these different factors. So I encourage you to be the change in yourself. Realize that you're a badass individual and you deserve to be happy. You deserve to be receive and be worthy of what you want, and really show yourself up, show people, and show that you are worthy of what you want. And sometimes that's about you showing up for you. So I encourage you over the next couple of weeks to do something for you. And I want to remind everyone, I won't be next Thursday. I'll be traveling, so I will not be around. And also, I will be here Saturday. I'm doing a Saturday show now. It's called Soulful Saturdays at 12 p.m. on the East Coast. So check it out. That was super lame. I won't do that ever again, I promise. All right, guys. Have a great night.
Come down to the river. Come and let yourself in. Stay good on a promise. Never hurt. If you're lost and loaded, you're broken down, being all in your trouble, come down. Oh, you. sinner and the weak at heart. Oh, you have that on the boulevard. Wherever you are now, whatever evil you found, bring all of your trouble from the up down. They're all died to the same old fading, finding shelter, things we know. We're all dirty, like corrupted small town. Bring our trouble, bring our trouble, lay them down. Come lay 'em down.